Hello, and welcome to this talk about Thunderbird. I'm Magnus Melin, and I'll give you a quick overview of what we're fixing this year. Before we start, first, let me give you a very short introduction to Thunderbird. We're the Swiss Army knife of open, decentralized communication. Mail is what we're most famous for. Thunderbird is basically a recompile of Firefox with an added application layer on top of the browser technology. The technology here is C, C++, XUL, JavaScript, and CSS. We are moving towards using web technology where we can. We have a mission. The mission statement of Thunderbird was finalized this year. It includes keywords such as cross-flat platform, decentralized, open standard communication, user in control, interoperable and extensible, and of course, we're open source. Let's move on to the actual development. As you may know, we have a lot of dialogues. We would like to have less. Therefore, features that need a lot of real estate are moving into tabs. This has happened, for instance, with the account setup, with more setup types to follow, and now also with the account provisioning, allowing you to grab an email directly from within Thunderbird. Another feature that's moving into the tab is the new address book, which is finally here after many years of talking. This is, of course, a much nicer UI, but except for the niceness of the UI and the technology refresh, we'll also add some additional features here, such as meet with this contact and show conversations with this contact. In the backend, there are many significant changes going on. Protocols are getting rewritten in JavaScript. We completed SMTP, LDAP, and NNTP already. We're now finishing up POP3, and after that, we'll attack IMAP. Ongoing work is also about decoupling folders from storage, and this will improve mail door support. And will surely be very useful for other formats in the future as well. On the front end, we're reworking the main UI, which is quite a lot of work actually. The main UI is what we call a three pane. On the tech front, this is getting rewritten from XUL to HTML. But we also have some user-facing features, such as the Spaces toolbar, which is the vertical toolbar on the left. This allows easier navigation between the different sections we have: mail, calendar, address book, tasks, chat, and more. And the Today pane on the right is also vastly better. It's now showing relative times, like this is happening in 20 minutes or this is happening now. And you may also notice that this is showing events per day now, like it should. For writing emails, we're planning to add support for easily embedding and excerpt of a quoted URL, similar to what people are accustomed to from social media. Another small feature is improving the usage of emojis, and other things such as detecting the language which the user was writing in, which will help for spell checking especially. On the calendar side, we now feature system time zone, and we'll be adding other missing features that can force you to occasionally step out of Thunderbird to handle them. For instance, we're currently not handling well the situation where you have a series of events and then you want to edit or delete this in future for that event series. On the backend side, we're hoping to move over to using iCal.js for event handling. Thunderbird features chat as well. We have IRC, XMPP, and a few others. During the year, we have been adding support for Matrix, and that's getting fairly mature now. So if you want to have your Matrix communication handled by desktop client, maybe Thunderbird, then you'll soon be able to do that. And for encrypted emails, there will be filter actions to handle decrypt and encrypt, which facilitates a lot of special use cases that people have. There's currently ongoing work on improving the sending workflow rather significantly. We're going to be much more helpful in guiding the end user to finding and accepting keys for first use. We'd like to do that to enable real tofu, trust on first use, for emails. Thunderbird is a lot about data interoperability and you deciding about your data. So we are improving the story around importing and exporting of that data. It will also be easier to move your profile from one computer to another. For all the developers out there who want to address that special something in the form of an add-on, the support for doing that easily is improving. We're using what we call mail extensions. That's web extensions with mail-specific APIs added. I'm sure many of you are already familiar with how to write such extensions. You can check out the documentation on developer.thunderbird.net, where we also host all the other developer-facing documentation. Now, I hope you're all excited. I'd like you to help with early testing and feedback. We have a beta channel through which we're pushing frequent updates. Betas are now at version 98. You can get it from thunderbird.net. In the summer, we'll be releasing the next major version of Thunderbird, Thunderbird 102, which should include a lot of the things that I've been talking about here. Let's see. And thank you.
And we are live, and we have already some questions going, so for sure we should just jump towards them. One of the most voted one was about the languages, and comes from Anthony saying, why did you choose to rewrite from C++ to JavaScript and not to Rust, considering it's heavier and heavier usage in Gecko?
I think this has been a popular question in the past as well. We're a small team, and if we can keep it more or less to the same language, does give advantages. Crossing languages, language barriers isn't technically for free either. So far, what we've seen in the rewriting has been a fairly good fit to do so. And Yeah, what should I say? We are targeting web technology, and even if Rust is great for what it does, it's not web technology.
Mm-hmm. Also, again, I think the major thing was, as you mentioned, the team knowledge and the time to do this was easier to implement in something that you already were covered.
Yeah,
that's good. We have a question of timeline. Where will be MailDeer be default?
I'm not sure. We'll have to make it completely up to par. Still, there's still a few outstanding bugs. It is likely that it will be default. Maybe one release after we finish that, and hopefully mm-hmm. that will be this release. So maybe in 2023. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I was honestly looking forward to see if in a way we'll be in the due release, but thanks for clarifying and setting the expectation correctly. Next question, can Thunderbird preferences be split into more sub-pages? Now the pages is very long and could be split into more pages to be easier to be accessed. I think it's a suggestion more than something to decide on the spot. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. We have at least searchable preferences now, like Firefox also has. So if you happen mm-hmm. to know what you're looking for, at least somewhat, if the word mm-hmm. that you're looking for is matching, then you can find it, even if it's, yeah of course, we have a huge amount of preferences, so it's not always super easy to find which one.
Yeah, this is indeed. Maybe even enter a ticket or start a thread to debate if it would be better to use more pages or not. Let's have some more till we close. When mails will be stored in some database, my inbox is painful due to seeking and indexing. MailDeer takes inodes. Might have read it badly, sorry. But yeah. That's it.
Well, the work to enable MailDeer will make it much more easy to store in a database in the future as well. It's perhaps one of the reasons that we want to finish that one off, finish kind of the decoupling the how a mail folder is mapped to storage, because if you can then. So have maybe one additional storage format, which could be a database, but we'll have to see about that in the future.
And the last one from, at the moment at least, how is the three column mode coming along?
Well, it's coming along. It's. I wouldn't use it for my day-to-day usage just yet, but it's somewhat usable. There's a preference that you can enable on nightly now, and you can open a new tree pane and use it, check it out. But yeah, there's a lot of things to do yet.